Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Kieran O'Connor from 98FM is with me to take a look back at all of the things that have been happening in this week in history. How are you?
Afternoon. Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
All
it's
well.
Nice to be back to throw it back once again.
Yeah. Well, we're throwing it back, I think, to something that there's nobody in the country doesn't know this.
It's the McDonald's.
Oh, amazing.
Sonic. Everyone, but isn't it amazing that a brand is known for just a whistle? So we're throwing
you
it back
say it like that, yeah.
69 years ago, the 15th of April, 1955, McDonald's opened its first franchise restaurant. Now, Ray Kroc is the guy who came in and took McDonald's and kind of brought it to the McDonald's we
I've
know
watched
now.
The doc.
So there's amazing documentaries
yeah.
out there. Richard and Morris were the two McDonald's who started McDonald's back in 1940. And this guy, Ray Kroc, was a milkman or a milkshake mixing machine
yeah,
salesman.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And these guys put an order in for 8 milkshake machines. He's like, no one ever buys 8 milkshakes. I have to go find out about this. Found their restaurant, found all about it, and ended up buying it off them after a long legal battle and everything else. However, it was Ray Kroc who came up with the idea of the franchise restaurant. And that's what he did. That's what he specialized in. And in 1955, the first franchise came to the world. It started out in Illinois, and from there it's become one of the biggest restaurants, if not the biggest restaurant in the world.
It's got to be the best known.
I think so. Some figures,
restaurant.
If you're interested.
Yeah.
69 million customers will be served today. That's a lot of people
going
into McDonald's across 100 countries, and that's across 40,000 outlets.
Do we know what they're eating?
I don't know exactly what they're eating, but there's
a lot
of Big Macs and a lot of cheeseburgers in there.
Their Big Mac is probably their best thing, isn't it?
Oh, it has to be. That and a few nuggets. They're also the world's second largest private employer with 1.4 million employees worldwide.
It's an absolutely huge company.
It's a machine.
Yeah, and you're right. Like, even just as you say, something as simple as a, you know, 2 second, 1 second whistle as a marketing brand and an advertising campaign. Like, I think that is something they probably got really right, didn't they, from the get-go?
Oh, 100%. There's been some crazy documentaries throughout the years, and people have been shown, kids especially, who is this? And they know it's Ronald McDonald, a picture of him. And then they show a picture of, say, Jesus or another figure like that, and the kids have no idea. So that's how well the marketing has worked.
Unbelievable. From McDonald's to crosswords.
Yes, we go back 100 years, the 18th of April, 1922. Simon and Schuller published the first crossword book. Now, you have to think back, before we were all on the loo sitting on our phones, people would have had papers and they would have had a pen and they'd be doing crosswords. And crosswords are going from the 1890s. They're going years ago. However, these guys decided to put it into a puzzle book, and it was quite a lucrative market for them. The first puzzle book, it came along with a pencil, and customers around the world loved this. It became one of the, it became a massive craze. And crosswords are actually, they're even more popular now than they ever were. They're in, there's books upon books every year, and they're in every major newspaper as well.
I was sitting on the 16 bus going home from work the other day, and there was an older man, you know, sitting in the back seat kind of in front of me, and he was just sitting there with his paper, and he was just doing his crossword and chatting away to himself as he was filling in the answers, and I was just kind of laughing to myself. Like, I'm there glued to the phone and he's there with the paper, you know.
But it's just amazing just to disconnect. I'm less of a crossword man, more of a Sudoku person.
Really?
If I had to sit down and do something.
I'm not a big fan of either, to be honest.
I don't have the brain capacity, that's my issue, or the
concentration is probably mine. Now, another one I know is a huge love and a fan for a lot of our listeners too.
It's a classic theme song, one of the biggest shows ever produced in the world. It's Game of Thrones. We're going back 13 years, 17th
is
of April.
That long?
Yes, 2011 is when Game of Thrones premiered on HBO. Have you watched it?
I have. I really like the theme tune, and that's kind of where it ends.
Okay, that's all you remember.
Couldn't get into it. I've tried so hard, Kieran. My housemates at the time in Dublin loved it. And when the new series would come out, it'd go on, and I'd sit and I just couldn't get into it.
It's the type of show you need to put your phone in a different room and just concentrate on the screen. It is a tough watch, but when you get into it, it is fantastic. I got 3 or 4 seasons in, and then there was too many dragons, and I kind of lost interest.
Just a bit,
it's a fantasy drama based on the novel of J.R.R. Martin, which is A Song of Fire and Ice. And it's one of the biggest shows in the world. Started back in 2011. 73 episodes across 8 seasons. And it brought record viewership to HBO. They were getting something like 46 million viewers per episode, wow, which is massive.
Yeah.
It's an interesting plot. It's all about fighting back in fantasy times. And if you're into that type of thing, it's a fantastic show. Mm. It's not very much for me, but I can see why there is mass appeal. And I guess as well, it put lots of Ireland on the map, some beautiful, yeah, scenic parts of Ireland and Northern Ireland and the UK and Canada were just shot and they look beautiful in this. So if you're interested and you're looking for something new, leave your phone in another room, watch Game of Thrones, get into it and enjoy it.
Yeah, Charles Manson.
Yes, 53 years we're going back, the 19th of April, 1971. So Charles Manson was a criminal and cult leader who kind of started his, I guess, small-time criminal style at the age of 9 when he spent a lot of time in juvenile reform and in and out of prison. Then as the years went on, he moved to San Francisco where he became a cult leader of the
family.
He was
kind of a hippie cult leader.
He was a hippie cult leader, yeah. And that's what it was. It was kind of this religious cult where lots of people kind of joined throughout the years, 1968. And from there, some of tragic scenes happened. Several murders right across America. I guess the most famous was the murder of Sharon Tate, who was the wife of film director Roman Polanski. She was killed along with 3 house guests in Los Angeles. All these murders were put by Charles Manson himself, and he was sentenced 53 years ago this week, the 19th of April 1971, okay, sentenced to death. However, in California they abolished capital punishment and instead he got life in prison.
Okay. It's 53 years ago.
53 years ago.
Yeah, sort of a lifetime criminal, really.
Oh, 100%. And there's been some fascinating books and films and documentaries
yeah,
all about his life about and his yeah, cult, and yeah, very interesting.
Get in there!
And clean up that mess.
Do we have to?
Yep.
Why?
Because we're the parents and you're the children.
Aww. Very early voices of The Simpsons yeah, there. We're going back 37 years. The 19th of April, 1987 is when The Simpsons, which was a short, featured on the Tracy Ullman show over in the States. So I guess The Simpsons, as we know it now, is a 30-minute episode. Mm. We watch them every
the
night.
Series,
they're fantastic.
Yeah.
However, it started off as little shorts on the Tracy Ullman
show.
Which was kind of a comedy sketch show. And Homer, Bart, Lisa, Maggie, they were all there. Oh. And Matt Groening, who was the Simpsons creator, wrote these shorts. And it ran for 2 years. It started off this week, 19th of April. And it ran for 2 years until it became one of the best-known TV shows, I guess you could call it, in the world.
It's sort of it's the McDonald's, isn't it?
It's the McDonald's of
TV.
I mean, yeah, you could put it that way. 764 episodes The Simpsons has had since its debut.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic show.
I never knew that it would feature, initially, like, started out as a sort of short film, feature film.
Short sketches is what it was on the Tracy Ullman show before it became The Simpsons as we know it.
It's unbelievable, isn't it?
And since then, I mean, there's movies, there's video games, there's
what a brand,
everything.
Yeah, I remember it used. I think it used to be on years ago. In the was it like 5:30 or something? Used to try and get a sneaky break from homework.
Oh yeah,
school.
Or T2 used to show it every evening around.
Yeah,
that time.
Was it, wasn't it? It was kind of just before the
news. Home and Away.
Yeah, when you'd have to stick it on then. Kieran O'Connor from 98FM. Thanks a million as always
for
taking us on a little trip down memory lane in Throwback Thursday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.